Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. Sometimes we have too much good stuff that doesn't make it onto the regular radio show, and we put that in bonus episodes like this one.
That is right, Jim. Recently we had a discussion on the Astroworld tragedy and concert safety with Sound Opinions contributor and Rolling Stone senior news writer Althea Legospi. In this part of the conversation, we're going to talk about our own personal concert horror stories of times where we felt unsafe.
We'll get to that in just a minute.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
We're back. Let's jump into the conversation with Althea Legospi.
All of us, the three of us here, lived through some harrowing incidents, right? And I want to discuss some of those amongst ourselves. What, Althea, have you ever feared for your safety and well-being at a concert?
Yes. And one of the ones that springs to mind immediately was the Rage Against the Machine concert at, or festival at during Lollapalooza, Rage Against the Machine.
I had that on my list, too. August 2008.
That's like the top one for me that just stands out. I remember feeling panicked in the crowd, and it took me, I don't even know how long. It just felt like so many harrowing minutes to even get anywhere where I felt like I could get some breath. Meanwhile, I was seeing just bodies going over the barrier, the photo pit barrier. Do you remember this? It was just... And I can't recall who I was with, but I know I was with a couple friends, and we were just all trying to get actually to that side hill and get out. At that point, I was like, I can't. And as we finally did make some space, I saw dozens of people actually jumping the gates and coming in to this pit that was already really, really, really overcrowded.
My reporting that night at Lollapalooza in August 2008, emergency service personnel and police for the Sun-Times, They told me that a crowd, they couldn't even estimate exactly how many. It was between 500 and 2,000 people rushed a guarded access gate on Columbus Drive, gained admittance, and I was in the press area, and that gate was not far. And I saw this crowd trample. I saw a young woman in a wheelchair, knocked out of her wheelchair, because back then, Lollapalooza had Kidsapalooza, the children's music tent that Perry Farrell was so proud of. I saw parents trying to get out of the park with their young kids, 5 years old, right, or younger, knocked over, right, because 2,000 people are rushing at you, as many as, between 500 and 2,000, are rushing in, and they're not going to stop, right? And what infuriated me, Greg, you were there as well. Do you remember the press conference afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Everybody passing the buck and, you know, saying it was somebody else's fault. And
well, you know, the promoters, blame. C3 yeah. Presents, which yeah. are now part of Live Nation, were telling all of us, saying, were telling us we had not seen what we saw.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as people make it out to be.
You know, yeah, what are you so upset about? It wasn't that bad.
I mean, the situation with Rage, not to pick on them, but I was fully prepared for what happened in 2008 at Lollapalooza. I made it up the hill before it started because I knew it was going to go crazy. I don't know if you remember, Jim, but in 97, they toured with Wu-Tang Clan. And
yeah.
they were playing amphitheaters, and that was out of control. That was one of the scariest shows I've ever been at, and just in terms of feeling like I was trapped. You know, like you can't get out of this. Like if something goes just a little bit left here, I'm going to be smushed.
And an amphitheater is the sort of venue we're talking about that is there 365 days a year.
Well, they had reserved seating, allegedly, for the show. They had a little mosh pit in front, but pretty soon that was just chaos, and the security guards were overrun. The crowd slammed to the front of the stage, and it was just totally out of control. And you go, this is like what crowds do. It's fun until it's not.
Yes.
You know, right. You're 19 years old, you're slamming against other people, you're having a great time with the music, and suddenly you can't breathe, you know?
Right.
The adults in the room have got to say, hey, there comes a point where you have to sort of modify this behavior somehow by whatever means necessary.
What about other war stories? To that point of Travis Scott having some control, Greg, you and I have talked before about the Q101 Radio Jamboree 1999, where The Offspring, one of the most boneheaded pop punk bands ever. Did you tell the story?
Well, I mean, they basically encouraged people. Offspring was playing, and the lead singer, Dexter Holland, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Multiple degrees from college, right? Various colleges. And here this guy is egging on the crowd to throw garbage at him. They throw garbage, of course, like they are told. But they're flinging garbage, and it's not kind of getting anywhere close to the stage. I'm in the second row up there. I'm standing right next to the handicapped section, you know. And those poor folks are getting rained on with bottles and, half-eaten hamburgers, and it's just an awful mess. And meanwhile, Holland exits the stage. This stuff is going on. Garbage is flying. People are getting hurt because garbage is flying, and he takes zero responsibility for it. You know,
here's a paragraph. Idiot. Here's a paragraph from my review in 1999, which became a news story. This dangerous outburst continued for at least 10 minutes. I was hit in the head with a small plastic garbage can and a half-full water bottle that sent my eyeglasses hurtling into the next row. A young boy next to me was clocked with a glass vodka bottle, and many around us suffered even harsher, potentially injurious blows. Holland's action was the most irresponsible stunt I've ever seen a rocker perform.
Yeah, and again, that was something that could have been addressed ahead of time. Like, you try any of this stuff, you'll never play here again. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you can Bigfoot an artist like that and say, listen, you got to be responsible for what goes on up there. Not only did he incite a dangerous incident, then he left and let it continue.
Yes.
Without exerting any kind of control over the situation.
At a point where he would have been the only person right. able to stop it.
At some point, you got to realize, hey, wait a minute, they're not hitting me, they're hitting these poor people in front who have no defense. They can't move, they can't get out of there, you know? It's an awful situation. That's it for this bonus episode, but we want to hear from you. Have you ever felt unsafe at a show? Start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org.
As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.